Hi, my name is John Burke with Nemerdes Research. You just viewed my webcast and read a technical tip on cloud delivery optimization. Now I'm going to count down 5 important myths of the hybrid cloud age with respect to optimization. Ready? Here we go. Myth number 5, that optimization is about compression. This was almost never true, and it's less true than ever now that we're in the age of the hybrid cloud. Really, compression is just one of many technologies that are brought to bear to improve the performance of services as delivered to end users. And that part about delivery to end users is absolutely critical, because there's lots of things going on behind the scenes that can improve the performance that they experience, ranging from moving applications to beefier servers, not something we consider a piece of network optimization, all the way through, yes, compressing traffic so that it can move through the network faster. Maybe not from your servers to them, but maybe from one of your servers to another server, from one data center to another data center, and thereby, by improving the performance at each one of the invisible steps taking place behind the scenes, we can improve the performance experienced by users on the far end. So in addition to compression, we're talking about things like improving packet throughput rates by eliminating packet losses, by mitigating latency, using protocol spoofing techniques to cut down on the number of times traffic has to go back and forth across a long network link, reordering transactions or reordering packets to move the things you care about more through the infrastructure faster. All of these technologies are part of optimization. And so it's important to know that optimization is not just about compression. Myth number 4, that optimization is about boxes. This is not true and hasn't been true for some time now. It's getting less true all the time as we move from the age of optimizers as specific appliances deployed in the network, in addition to things like routers, to an age when optimization is built into network services modules, built into routers, and is supplied by virtualized appliances and is maybe running alongside the workloads for which it's optimizing traffic in the data center, maybe running alongside the workloads it's optimizing traffic for up in some infrastructure as a service environment. So although there was a time when optimization was about boxes, that time is long in the past. And now we're entering a brave new world where it can be about physical boxes, about virtual boxes, and about services that are applied and supplied directly in the network itself. Optimization is not about boxes. Myth number 3, that optimization is only something we'd want to use for big branch offices. Again, this is not the case. It hasn't been the case for some time as we moved through the age of the optimization box. The boxes got smaller and more cost-effective to deploy in small branches. And as we moved from the age of just boxes to boxes plus virtual appliances and router plugins, it became even more cost-effective to put into ever smaller locations. We have since layered on soft clients for optimization so that even a micro branch with just half a dozen people in it might run software on each computer in that location to serve as the endpoint of a symmetrical optimization involving things like compression and acceleration. And of course, as we've moved into the world of virtualized appliances, that's become true on both ends. And lastly, there are now several network vendors out there who will sell you optimization as a service that's applied in the wide area network itself, not in the endpoints, in the data centers, or in the branches, or on the end user's computers. So, optimization is not just for big branches. Myth number 2, optimization is only about the wide area network. And while it's certainly true that the wide area network offers us some of the most visible cases where optimization can make a big difference, after all, For example, if you've got a 2-second round trip on the network to get something done, and you can take an application and remove 10 round trips out of what the average user does with it using an optimization appliance, then you've dramatically improved the performance of that application very simply. However, in a service-oriented environment, in an environment where more servers are involved in the delivery of every end user perceived service, and those servers can be spread further and further across space from each other, any kind of a round trip can quickly degrade performance. Any kind of a slowdown in any of the links among servers that need to talk to each other can directly affect performance as perceived by the end user. And so there are lots of places in the network inside the data center, between data centers, that can affect performance as the end user perceives them. And there are lots of things other than wide area network appliances or services that can improve performance, including application delivery controllers, XML gateways, and cloud bridges. So it's important to pay attention to all the pieces of the network that are sitting in between the servers providing a service and not just the things that are on your wide area network that you control. Optimization is not only about the wide area network. And the number one myth of the hybrid cloud age with respect to optimization is that optimization is going to be irrelevant in the age of software as a service. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, as we move into an environment where more applications are provided using software as a service and where more components of composite applications are provided via software as a service, it's going to become more important than ever to use different optimization technologies to improve the performance as the end user perceives it. That's going to involve many things, including most especially prioritization of traffic going to and from SaaS providers that you care about the most to make sure that their traffic is not being pushed out of the way by that cute new video on YouTube or what everybody's talking about this week on Facebook. So optimization is very definitely not going to become irrelevant in the age of SaaS, and it will just require IT to be both more attentive and more creative in how and where it applies optimizations to try and compensate for some of the unpredictabilities in performance that using SaaS can introduce. So there, you've just heard my top five myths about optimization in cloud delivery. Now you're ready to take our quiz. And you'll find more interesting learning material on other subjects at TechTarget's Search Networking website. I'm John Burke from Nemerdes Research. Have a great day. Thanks.